आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। डायरेक्टर जनरल ऑफ मिलिट्री ऑपरेशन सेज इंडिया इन्फ्लिक्टेड हेवी लॉसेस टू पाकिस्तान मिलिट्री एंड टेररिस्ट्स ड्यूरिंग ऑपरेशन सिंदूर। टू कंट्रीज टू होल्ड डीजीएमओ लेवल टॉक्स टुडे टू फर्दर कंसोलिडेट सीजफायर। NIA arrests key Khalistani operative involved in 2016 Nabha jailbreak from Motihari in Bihar. Budh Purnima being celebrated today with traditional fervor and enthusiasm. US announces trade deal with China following Geneva talks. And India finishes its campaign with 7 medals including 2 gold at Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai, China. Director General of Military Operations of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, has said that strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday evening, the DGMO said they include high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassar Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of the terror and to destroy their terror infrastructure.
Places such as Muridke, the hub center of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has over the years bred infamous characters such as Ajmal Kasab and the likes of David Headley. What followed was a careful scrutiny of each of these sinister locations, their layout, configuration, even the type of construction in each structure and the terrain obtained around these.
Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said that Pakistan Army has reported to have lost nearly 35 to 40 personnel in artillery and small arms firing on the line of control between the 7th and the 10th of May. The DGMO said he spoke to his Pak counterpart on Saturday afternoon, who proposed cessation of hostilities. He added that this resulted in cessation of cross-border firing and air intrusions by either side. Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai also said the DGMO of India and Pakistan have decided to speak at 12 noon today to further consolidate ceasefire.
We also decided to further speak on the 12th of May at 1200 hours to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding.
On being asked about how many Pakistani planes were downed, Director General of Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti said their planes were prevented from entering inside the border and a few planes were definitely downed.
Definitely, we have downed a few planes. Numbers, we would not like to hazard a guess out here. I have the numbers and we are getting into the technical details of it to establish it. So I would not like to put a figure at this time. But definitely, there are losses from their side which we have inflicted.
Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that our forces remained forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at a time of choosing.
The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra over the issue.
As we celebrate the success in Op Sindoor, I wish to inform all citizens of India that Op Sindoor continues and only there is a stoppage of fire and there is no military actions being carried out by armed forces on land, air and sea. All other measures to include economic and diplomatic continue to remain in place. Indus Water Treaty continues to be held in abeyance. Today, DGMO level talks of India and Pakistan will be held at 1200 hours. The outcome will decide in how the next few days are going to be. Enemy and the anti-national elements continue to spread misinformation. As alert citizens, we should not become targets of any enemy's nefarious designs. I request the citizens of India to refrain from spreading any rumors users and forwarding any unauthenticated social media posts. Only rely on government media reports and the government press briefings. Follow civil defense protocols as announced periodically by the local authorities, especially in the border districts, and report any unusual activity, whether it be in air and ground.
Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar received a call from his Egyptian counterpart Badr Abdelati. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he apprised him of recent developments and emphasized the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has issued an advisory for citizens not to touch any unknown material. In a social media post, it said these could be explosive materials that may be dangerous and cause serious injury or death to the people. The NDMA said that if people find any unknown material, they must inform the local authorities immediately. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In a significant breakthrough, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested Kashmir Singh Galwadi, a key Khalistani operative and one of the escapees from the high-profile 2016 Nabha jailbreak. The arrest was made in Motihari, Bihar, in a joint operation with the local police. Kashmir Singh, a resident of Ludhiana, Punjab, had been on the run since the jailbreak and was closely linked with foreign-based Babbar Khalsa international terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda. In Chhattisgarh, 13 people died in a road accident near the state capital Raipur last night. The dead include 9 women and 4 children. More than 13 people have been injured. About 40 people were traveling in a vehicle after attending a family program when their vehicle hit a truck near Kharoda. The injured are being treated at the Medical College Hospital in Raipur and the Community Health Center in Kharoda. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in countries like India, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, Thailand, Tibet, Korea, Laos, Vietnam, Mongolia, Cambodia, Singapore, Indonesia and Sri Lanka. Our correspondent reports that special prayers are being held at the Mahabodhi temple premises in Bodh Gaya.
On the occasion of Buddha Jayanti, devotees from several countries including Thailand, Vietnam and Myanmar have reached Bodh Gaya, the land of enlightenment of Lord Buddha, to offer prayers. A special prayer being organized at Mahabodhi Temple. A special Dham Yatra led by Buddhist monks has started from the 80-foot statue of Lord Buddha, which is passing through various parts of Bodh Gaya. It will culminate at the Mahabodhi Temple. On this occasion, special prayers are being offered under the holy Mahabodhi tree. A large number of devotees are attending the special prayers. Buddhist monks and devotees are reciting the Panchsheel Sutta on this occasion. The entire atmosphere is resonating with the chanting of Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai, this is Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News.
Sri Lanka is observing Vesak Poya today, the most sacred day in the Buddhist calendar, while observing the state Vesak festival in Novara Elia. Our correspondent has the details.
Thousands of devotees have gathered in the hill town of Novara Elia in Sri Lanka to join in the Vesak festival celebrations today. Temples, streets and homes have been adorned with colourful lanterns and pandals depicting scenes from Buddha's life. Sri Lanka's President Anura Kumaradesanayake had inaugurated the week-long festival on Saturday, marking the Buddhist year 2569. The government has declared the period from May 10th to 16th as the state Vesak week. Further, over 8,500 temporary stalls or dansals have been registered across the island, offering free meals and refreshments to the devotees. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Novara Elia.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted fellow citizens and followers of Lord Buddha all over the world on the occasion. The United States announced a trade deal with China in Geneva, Switzerland last night. In a statement released by the White House, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the talks with China were very productive and the details of the deal will be shared today. He also thanked the Swiss government for hosting the talks. Moreover, the U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jamieson Greer said that the United States has a massive $1.2 trillion trade deficit, and this deal will help towards resolving that national emergency.
It's important to understand how quickly we were able to come to agreement, which reflects that perhaps the differences were not so large as may be thought. That being said, there was a lot of groundwork that went into these 2 days. Just remember why we're here in the first place. The United States has a massive $1.2 trillion trade deficit. So the president declared a national emergency and imposed tariffs. And we're confident that the deal we struck with our Chinese partners will help us to resolve.
An earthquake of magnitude 5.7 on the Richter scale hit Tibet today at 2:41 a.m. Indian time. The tremors were felt across the region. However, there are no reports of any damage or injuries as of now. According to India's National Center for Seismology, the epicenter was located at a depth of 10 kilometers. Moving on to the world of sports, at the Archery World Cup Stage 2, India finished its campaign with 7 medals, including 2 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals in Shanghai, China yesterday. A report from our sports desk.
India's medal tally at the Shanghai Archery World Cup saw a major boost after Parth Sushant Salunke clinched bronze medal in men's individual recurve, while Deepika Kumari also won bronze in women's individual recurve event. In the playoffs, Parth Salunke defeated France Olympic medalist Baptiste Addis 6-4 and Deepika Kumari outclassed Republic of Korea's Kang Chi-yong 7-3. In women's cricket, India clinched the Tri-Nation ODI series beating Sri Lanka by 97 runs in the final match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday. Vice-captain Smriti Mandhana's majestic 116 made her player of the match, while Sneh Rana got the player of the series award for her sparkling performance with the ball, who scalped 15 wickets in 5 matches. With the Women's ODI World Cup just 5 months away, the series win adds morale to the team, giving several positives. Moving ahead, the Hockey India will announce the Indian women's team for the Europe leg of the FIH Pro League 2024-25 today. The league will bring a test of strength, a battle of spirit and a display of unity. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. According to the Met Department, thunderstorms accompanied with gusty winds and lightning are expected over northwest, central, east and south peninsula India today. IMD has said that thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms are very likely expected at isolated places of Assam, Meghalaya and Punjab. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Pramod. Objectives achieved, India sets new normal in fighting terror, headlines the Hindustan Times. Goli ka jawab, gola se denge, Modi warns, is the headline in the Pioneer. And the Tribune headlines, 40 Pakistan soldiers, 100 terrorists killed, jets downed. The Times of India headlines, pounding of Pak air bases was turning point. All papers report of India shooting down Pakistani jets in Operation Sindoor and Pakistan Army losing 35 to 40 men at LOC. The Indian Express headlines, Modi tells US Vice President Vance, India would hit hard. The Statesman has on its front page, if Pakistan does anything more, our response will be stronger, Modi tells US Vice President. Most papers also have on their front pages the easing of blackouts and markets reopening in border areas. A story in Business Standard says, India's iPhone exports zoomed 116% in April. And finally, a teacher's note becomes reality for IAF officer, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh, on the last day of her school when she received a note which said, Vyom ko chune ke liye bani ho, which translates to, you were born to touch the skies. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. DG of Military Operations says India inflicted heavy losses to Pakistan military and terrorists during Operation Sindoor. Two countries to hold DGMO level talks today to further consolidate ceasefire. NIA arrests key Khalistani operative involved in 2016 Nabha jailbreak from Motihari in Bihar. Buddha Purnima being celebrated today with traditional fervor and enthusiasm. US announces trade deal with China following Geneva talks. And India finishes its campaign with 7 medals, including 2 gold, at Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai, China. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.